Okay, rolling on your Dalet Amud Aleph in Halacha Hey. Right at the top of the braise, at the top of the daf. Hareisha inu malochal. How about in a case where you have somebody in the lashon of the Bavli is afilu mit parnes mina if he's mit parnes mina tzedakah. So biyom bishon ubisheni. Okay, so a little bit is being redone. So then, b'yom rishon v'yom hashini eino ose melacha, b'shlishi ose betzina. On the third day, it can be ose betzina. We saw again, actually, the Peskim Mamash talk out the Farish that if a person will come to taking from tzedakah, it's also considered to be that's what it's referring to. In other words, not his mamish being somebody. But either way, whether he's semech on tzedakah now or he's going to come to be taking tzedakah, that's misparnes but not tzedakah. So on the first day, the second day, in Eise, b'shlishi could be Eise betzina. Havol amru tavo meir ala shchein nafshi tzrichu latach. But woe to his neighbors who put him through that he has to work. They don't bring him in food. Nice, the valuable addition. Bar Kapora Amar, afil bishlishi lo yase kolika. Bar Kapora says he cannot do work on the third day. This is Bar Kapora Lashita, says Bar Kapora Amar. Intak, where I write is where you mentioned Mila. Intak, vashalav el ela achto shayamin. Rebaba, bereit of Papa, and Revi Yoshua de Sichnin, b'shem Rabbi Levi. This is that same horrible place, Sichnin.
If you go in there, you see where the Sadiq, it will point you to the cave of Rabbi Yeshua.
Wow.
That's what I did.
Wow.
For that course, I started going to Echwa Sadiq. I didn't go into the cave.
Wow. Horrible. This horrible connotation, Sachnin, nowadays. B'shem Rabbi Levi. Kot Lata Yumin, for 3 days, famous Yerushalmi, for 3 days, Nafsha Taisa Al Gufa, the nefesh of the mate, hovers around the body, hoping, Svira, the Yichazel Agadei, hoping that there's still a chance, maybe it'll be able to go back into the body. Kiven the Yichamya, the Ishtani Zavihun. But after then, it's clear that the whole appearance changes, and it's clearly never going to come back to life. Shav Kalev Azel, at that point, it gives up, and goes away. So therefore, the Tekef HaAvelus, in terms of the Purud HaNefesh Mi'aguf is really the third day. That's what Bar Kapora was referring to.
It is at a mice that recently, a young kid, who was mamish clinically dead, and that was it.
Came back to life? On the third day?
Within a day or something.
The third day from the death or from the burial?
From the kliyas of the death.
From the death.
Yeah.
But completely shut down, like, no heart.
Well, it would be even, brain death also?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. The heart was totally stopped for.
Yeah, that's not such a chiddush.
No breathing.
Liachr shleisha yomim. After 3 days, hakeres nifkat, the food in the stomach bursts open the stomach as it decays, and pours out on his face and says to the mace, Helecha masha gazalta v'chamasta v'natata. These are all the things that you stole in your life. And put inside of me, here, you can have him back. Reb Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Yoshaya, ma'itib b'minacha. He brings this right from the post. Zariti perish al panechem. Afilu perish chageichem. So the crap that you've been pouring into your stomach goes back on your face. That's zariti perish al panechem. Bota sha'ah. And that's why the post says, ach b'saro alav yichav, nafsho alav te'avel. That's where his own boser is koev. And that's at this moment, but the nefesh has yush from ever going back into the body. Arisav. So how about the people that are working for him? We'll talk about over here not to do the malocha, but arisav. So he was mekabel now to work the field in return for a certain percentage of the earnings of the field. Chachirav is to work a field in exchange for a certain amount that he gives. It's not prorated. And Kabbalav is where somebody already is working as a contractor on the field. So what's the halacha over there? Hari Elu Osi. over there, even though the owner of the field is an Avel, but they're allowed to continue to work the field because they're working for themselves. So basically, contractor always works for himself. And in this case, where he's taking a piece of the profit as Chachira or Arisa, he's working for himself. Icharav, his farmers, and those are people that he hired by the day to work, or Sapanav, so he hired a shipper. Gimalav, and a shipper on the over land. So in such a case where the Sapan, the Gimalim, they are Avelim, Inam Osim, over there it's considered to be entirely the Avel's work. And that's you're not allowed to do work for an Avel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Haitalo Para Megamelet Be'ir, has a Pora that he rents out to people in the city, and they sell the milk from this Pora. Let's say Megamelet is using, it's a borrowed term, so that it does the work for him like a Gamal. So there, Hareza Oseh, there's, even though the Baal HaPora is an Avel, but the people who've rented it in order to get the milk or whatever else they're doing with it are considered to be the owners of the Gabi Malocha. Omer le Rabbi Yosef, Hadadat Amar, here if you're saying that he's allowed to continue milking it, the Bahad HaChayiv, it's Davka, if the Schirut of the Pora took place earlier, he already committed himself to it. But Abit Chila, you're not allowed to start the Schirut during the Yimei Avelut. Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutafim, Shnei Tabachim, Shnei Chenvanim. How about where you've got a partnership? We discussed this in the Bavli also. Shira le'achad mi'anava. One of them now became an Avel. Hareyu na'alim et chanutam. So they have to, since it's a store, is very public. And if the store remains open, so then everyone will know that the Avel, who is a Shutaf, his work is selling during his avilut, so the store itself is closed, but they can continue to sell betzina for the others. The shutvim don't have to lose out. Those who are working for the shutafim can work b'makom acher, not in the bias of the yoga. As long as he hasn't been nikvar and he's mechuyev in it, he doesn't eat his own food. And if he's eating in the front, rather, he doesn't eat in front of the mate. I'm sorry, at this point we're still talking about the oine. So that's called a loyeg l'rash, that he should be Isaac and achila, and he still has the kfura. Ein lo chaver, this we had in Gemara and Baruch, so he doesn't have somebody to eat by, so he goes into another room, which is called a bayit acher. Ein lo bayit acher, also mechitza. If he doesn't have another room in his house, so he can put up a mechitza on the bookshelves or whatever, and he eats there at the side of the, on the side of the mechitza. Vimeno yachol lasot mechitza, ofech et panav keneged hakotel, so he turns his face away from the mate of the ochel. Veino lo masev ochel, he doesn't lie down, which was their derech, or an amita, which is considered to be a sign of chashivut, v'lo ochel kotzercho, v'lo shoteh kotzercho, he doesn't eat the way he normally, the amounts he normally would, or drink the way he normally would, v'lo ochel basar, v'lo shoteh yayin. So all of these things is he should be in a status of aninus, not to be mesiach daite from the tzorche hamet in his own needs. V'in mezamnim alav, he doesn't count towards the birchas hazimun, the imbirech in onim acharav amen. Not only that, if he says the birchas hamazon, you don't say amen. It's certainly not to be yotzei yidei chovah for other pirtzes. Acherim shebirchu inoacharayim amen. Furthermore, if somebody else makes a birchas hamazon, he doesn't say amen to be yotzei with them because he's putter from all of the mitzvahs and he's not allowed to be machmer on himself because that's showing a zilzul in the kavan ames. This is talking about where the kfura sameis is chal on him, so that it's the weekday and he's able to be yosek in kfura. Avo b'Shabbat, where over there there's nothing he can do anyway, and Shabbos is not noig manidas. Meisa v'eichel, eats normally b'hasava b'derech hashivas. V'ochel kol tzorcho, v'shota kol tzorcho. V'ochel basar, v'shota yayin. He can, if he wants, eat basar, drink wine. U'mezan nimalav, he's added to the zimon. And the imbirach, and the machrav amen, he can be b'yitzecherim b'dechel v'asan. Acherim shabircho, and acharayam amen, he's yotzechiyav with them. Amrav Shimon ben Gamliel, holy yo, v'yitartalot kol eilo, so once you were mechayev him in this, or matrim in this, you should be mechayev him even to be mishamesh mitato. The Maisa will get to this again tomorrow, so I think we should wait, because it wasn't so good when we do it ahead. Yeah. Okay, this is tomorrow's class.